And welcome, Rugby Rant fans. It's another episode of Run the Bronco with the big guy. I'm Scott Ferrara. We have another younger player with us here. You know, what the series is about is we're trying to get, young guys on the show, ask them a couple questions, see what they're doing in rugby and kind of give you some insight into rugby that you might not follow often, you know, things like that. We really want to push this segment of, you know, whether it's youth, whether it's high school, college, you know, they're playing on academy teams. We really want to get the young guys out there. So Jack Snelder, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. And let's just go over your CV. Currently, you're at University of Mary, Washington. You play loose forward there. You're going to junior year. Previously, West Springfield, Virginia, right? High school? You played rugby, baseball, football, and you were a cheerleader? Is that
correct? I was a cheerleader. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, that's tough, man. You have to have a lot. I mean, you got to be bulky. You got to be able to move. And
yep. I had to lift, do the one girl lifts and do the backflips and all that stuff. It's definitely different than the other sports I've played in my life.
Dude, I respect that. I could barely do a friggin' chin up, much less a backflip. But thanks for coming on the show. And we're going to kick it off. Yeah. No problem. We're going to kick it off with the first question. So what is your greatest rugby accomplishment so far in your young career?
I would say it was actually last summer. I was playing with Nova Men's with their sevens team, and I had never done a full season of sevens before. And when I was played with them in the spring, and they were like, "Hey, come out for the summer for sevens," and I ended up loving it. I do love playing sevens a lot, and I worked my way to be on their premier side and got invited to their team that went to nationals in Seattle, Washington. And by the end of the weekend, I was a starter on the team. And then this past year, I was starting with them again. That was so much fun last season. We ended up getting 10th in the nation, which wasn't what we went out there to do, but it was still a whole lot of fun.
Hey, listen, top 10 sevens team in the nation at the time. That's not too shabby, man. I'll take that. There's a lot of sevens clubs teams out there, a lot of hard charging teams that play to win. So, listen. That's a great accomplishment. You know, we on our run pass or kick episodes, we had Dylan Fawcett, the Butcher, on. And one of the things he talked about, especially as a young player, is have your list and make sure you're attaining those objectives and crossing it off. And then next year, next 10 years, next 5 years, that you're adding to that stuff.
And
great to, I'm sure that's one of those. Absolutely. So speaking of checking off, it was a great segue. What is a rugby goal you wish to attain 1 year from now?
1 year from now, to be honest, I would like to, one, get invited to nationals again this 15 season. We've got a really good returning group from Mary Washington. I think we're going to have a lot of guys. We've got a big recruiting class coming in, all from international countries. So it'll be good competition just in our own team. And we've got moved up to the Big East. So I think making the playoffs in the Big East, like, that will show that we're a force to be reckoned with in the U.S.
Absolutely. Hey, I played, Division IV rugby, so I know how it is. Never was ranked anything higher when I was there. And of course, after I left, all of a sudden, I think we went up to Division III. But, that's, again, attainable goals. Is it a lofty goal? Not necessarily, because you guys know you can attain it. Is it something you can work towards? Absolutely. So exactly. The third question, same question, but five-year goal.
Five-year goal? Well, I mean, this past seven season, I think I've grown a lot as a player. I've been playing with guys who, shout out my man, John LaFleur. He just is at California right now with the USA team practicing for sevens. And he was telling me stuff like about their conditioning and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't think personally that I was that far off from that. So five goals, I don't think it's actually five goals. It might be, or it might be 5 years from now, not this upcoming Rugby World Cup, but I would like to get a couple USA caps with the sevens team at the following Olympics.
Great. Cup. Love to hear it. My boy Gavin's playing with them right now, Gavin DeMore Morrison. Shout out to Gav. Love him. AIC guy. But I don't like playing sevens because, I'm prop-sized, but I love watching sevens. I respect the sport.
It's a different game. It really is.
It's fun. I mean, I happened to go out to the PR7s in D.C. this year. I was at PR7s last year in Memphis. Yeah. Those are great. It was a fun day to watch. Tons of exciting plays, big hits.
Oh, yeah.
You love to see it. So
There's some good rugby players on
PR7. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, we were just killing it. Devin Short, Logan Tago, his brother, my buddy Ish Shabazz was there just balling out. The entire women's side, I mean, Monique Coffey was just killing it in DC. Yeah. I mean, every match she was in. But let's go on to the next question. So who is your biggest influence in rugby?
Honestly, it would probably be the first coach I ever had for rugby when I played with West End, Coach Sodi. He's been a West End legend since the club began, and he's been the coach ever since I've known about the club many years before. He led us to a national championship when I was there and a state championship. So, like, we had – I don't think I could have gotten better coaching as you're starting off, and he just made me fall in love with the sport. And I tell everyone I meet it's the best sport ever, and he's definitely a huge influence for that.
I still think of all the great coaches I had in all the sports I played: hockey, football, lacrosse, rugby, track and field. And, you know, if I could pinpoint, like, you know, the top three coaches that I felt the most comfortable with, I felt I played the best with, you know, who coached me and educated me on the particular sport the best. And I think it's something you just keep with you throughout your playing days.
Oh, yeah.
So coaches influence you a lot on the field and off the field.
Yeah, they do. Especially off the field, taught me a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So what is some advice you have for youth rugby players?
Repeat that one more time.
What is some advice that you have for youth rugby players?
For you, one, I think the biggest thing is to just stay at it. Like, I know a lot of people, especially if they're playing when it's just touch, they don't really like touch as much. They get kind of bored. They're like, I want to go play football, all that kind of stuff. So I would say just stick with it. I mean, I know I didn't start until I was in high school, and I would have killed to start when I was in elementary, middle school. Those guys who stick with it are just, they're fantastic. And I mean, right now, I think in America, it's all about spreading the game. Just try and get as many family, friends, anyone to come out, like, watch rugby, just get it more just recognized in the U.S. I think it's going to boom soon with how popular it's getting. Staying after it and spreading the word. Like, the rugby community is a great place.
Absolutely. Last week's interviewee, Eric, said the same thing, you know, just stick with it, you know, no matter what, stick with it. I think that's the biggest thing, because you will progress over time. You will go from just throwing short passes to throwing skip passes and doing the more intricate things, but you have to build up to it. You can't just do it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing my 8th year playing rugby, and there will sometimes the ref will blow the whistle and I'll have no idea what's going on. So I think that just happens. It's a confusing game sometimes. You just gotta be level headed, and the longer you've played it, you'll be more prepared for what comes.
Absolutely. And now we're down to our last question, everybody's favorite question, the entire reason we interview guys. What is your best Bronco time?
So I went to the track, or I went to the football field actually 2 weeks ago with my girlfriend, and she timed me, and I got a 4:34. That's the best time I've gotten. I broke in 4:40s a few times, but I saw the rugby showcase. I think the fastest time was a 4:32, 4:31, something like that. So I definitely, my goal is to beat that. So when I go to the rugby showcase here in the next season or a year after, I want to be on the top of that list. That's definitely my goal.
That's awesome. Listen, rugby showcase is probably by now is dropped on TRN. They did a nice episode on it. My buddy Mikey Brown, Anthony Parry, those guys at HPMG, Matt Houston, really good friends of mine. I was at the showcase last year in Connecticut. It's great. It really does get players out there who may not have the buzz around them, but you know, the MLR teams are looking for them. So make sure, you know, if you're eligible, just show up, ball out, and see what happens.
Yeah, no, last year the one you were at with Caleb Strum, he got looked at for his 40 time. He played with me at Nova. He's he's so fast that I was happy to see him number one on that 40 time. But Nationals, the announcers were calling him Bambi. It was pretty funny.
That's great. You gotta love it. That's one of those nicknames you're set for life. Jackson, thank you so much for coming on Running a Bronco with
the Scott, thanks for having me. Make sure to follow him on social media at Rugby Rant Pod for sure.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Jackson, and we'll catch you later.
See you later, Scott.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.